he was in on it. He knew. I think, though, honestly, they probably started this not realizing it was going to get so huge. I've never seen a GoFundMe that's bigger than a couple hundred, maybe $1,000. I couldn't imagine $400,000 if the guy was sick. I couldn't imagine raising that much. And I just wonder if it got away from him. And maybe they'd done it in the past and got away with it with smaller amounts. But this made the news because it was six digits, mid-six digits.
It's a really good question, you know, and there's a, it'd be bad for me to use the term wildfire right now, considering what's going on. But this thing maybe just happened so fast they didn't expect it to get to this point.
And the prosecutor was asked, "Do you think if there had not been the fight over the money, do you think they would have gotten away with it?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "Had Johnny Bobbitt not come forward and gone to the police or whoever he went to complain that they were not giving him all of his money, they probably would have gotten away with it. This guy just was at the disadvantage that, you know, he didn't have the bank account. He didn't, that they were kind of controlling everything and he couldn't force them to give him the money. And the only way for him to do that is for him to be public about it. Now you started a criminal case. Now they're looking through texts and everything. Now they realize it's all a scam and that he was in on it."
This, and it's amazing too. Scott brought up the number and how quickly it happened. I'm going to hide the number here. See that guy right there, Jamie? Mm-hmm. See that guy right there? I'm on GoFundMe. That's not anyone involved in this. His name is Brent Taylor from North Ogden. He was killed in Afghanistan fighting for our country. Mayor Taylor was a hero in every sense of the word. He believed in his community, his country, and in selfless service to his fellow man. He truly belonged to all of us in the community. He died fighting for this country. They write, "At the time, we cannot take away the loss for Jenny and his children, his wife, but we can ease some of their financial burdens. Please help us thank Mayor Taylor for giving us the ultimate sacrifice to his country. Knowing his family is being taken care of financially will matter to Brent." Any idea how much money is raised for this family in just 12 days?
That story's gotten a lot of attention also.
Right?
Because he was the mayor and automatically that story got a ton of attention.
$500,000 has been raised for that story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to assume that it's true, but I don't know that it's true.
But aren't there ways that you can verify certain things? I mean, this guy was the mayor, for crying out loud.
Right? If this is in Utah, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, if this story's not true, then, I mean, he was the mayor. There would be ways,
right,
you know, to confirm whether he was killed overseas.
I mean, if let's take the mayor's name out of it, it was just a guy who died allegedly. There was a picture of someone found and put it up. I mean, that's the wonder that people have about donating to causes like this. Mm-hmm. Their goal, by the way, is $550,000. They're at $529,000. I mean, that is a lot in 12 days. Mm-hmm. They raised almost more than $500,000. A couple more here. Andrea, you're on KMBZ. Hi, Andrea.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
I was just saying that I think all three should be charged because it kind of comes down to intent. And if their intent was to defraud people into giving money, then they should all be charged. So even if the GoFundMe page received $1, if it came down to intent in terms of trying to defraud people, they should all be charged.
Okay. Andrea, thank you very much. And I kind of side with Andrea. Like, if you and me, we get Travis to go into the bank and the three of us are going to rob it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Travis, dude, we're going to give you this money. Don't worry. We got Travis still part of it.
Yeah.
We're all still part of robbing that bank out of the money. David, you get the final word. You're on KMBZ. Yeah. What's up, David?
Yeah. Well, I think Facebook or GoFundMe should take a survey, but I also, and as to whether and how to punish these people for the guy, the homeless guy, would be community service for Habitat for Humanity. And I think that would be, you know, so good for him and good for the community.
So you think the homeless guy, because he is homeless, because he is a vet, because he has no home, he shouldn't have to serve time in jail for what he's done?
Correct.
What if he committed murder? As a homeless vet?
Well, that's different.
How?
Yeah, it is. Well, the same way that all blue-collar crimes are different than murder.
All right, let me...
But you made the point that because he's a homeless vet and he's already on the streets, he shouldn't be in jail. So at what point do you feel like the crime is serious enough? Because somebody else got mad at me on the text line that I said a homeless veteran should be in jail. In fact, they said, shame on you, Jamie, for thinking a homeless vet should be in jail. And I said the same thing. So we shouldn't arrest homeless vets for crimes?
I didn't say we shouldn't arrest him, but I think that the punishment should be a little more... merciful for somebody in those circumstances.
See, I don't know.
I heard that argument yesterday too. And David, I thank you for your phone call.
I don't think those circumstances should exclude you from being taken as seriously as anybody else in the criminal justice system. You know right from wrong just as well as I do.
If I take a baseball bat or I take a brick and I walk in front of a Walmart and I throw a brick through that window, I'm going to do some time. If it flies through the window and hits somebody, I'm going to be busted for vandalism and probably causing bodily harm. If a homeless person does it, shouldn't they face the exact same punishment I should, even though I have a home?
Here's another thing. What if he had robbed a grocery store because he didn't have food?
Mm-hmm.
He would still be charged with a crime. But he needed the food, but you were robbing somebody else to get it.
And that's why I disagree with the caller last hour, Brian, who said he's in his own prison because he's homeless. Yeah, but the rules and the laws still apply to me as they would to a homeless person.
That stinks. I mean, I don't mean to sound like we don't have compassion for the situation. We do, but there are also services available, and some people put themselves in that situation. Some people do it voluntarily, you know, I don't think you spare him from being charged with a crime. He knew right from wrong. He knew what he was doing. Again, he had mentioned it on Facebook in the past, so he clearly knew what it was.
It is up on our Facebook page. That conversation continues on, and I'm sure more and more will come out as the details on this. We'll hear from lawyers. They have a December 24th court date. Merry Christmas. All right. Text in your birth date when you were 14 years old. The date you were in year you were 14. Jamie, yours is in January.
Uh-huh.
I had to ask you. We got Travis's. Give us the date when you were 14 years old, because there is a science behind this about what song defines you. And we'll tell you, we'll play some of these. Back in 1965, July 21st, this song was number one. Somebody sent this into the text line. And according to some internet rumor, but why the hell not? It's Friday. Let's have some fun. And it started all over Twitter. The song that was number one on your 14th birthday is the one that defines your entire life. So thanks to the texter for sending that in. The Rolling Stones back in 65 in July, number one. Jamie? And text yours in. We'll get these up as quickly as we can here on KMBZ. Back in, 1993 in January,
mm-hmm.
This song was number one for a long, long time in America.
Should stay.
This defines your life, Jamie.
I would only be in your way. So I'll go.
Let's speed it up here. Get to it. Come on, Whitney.
And I will always love you.
This was number one when you were 14, Jamie.
What crap. What a horrible song. Gosh.
You didn't like this one?
I mean, it's fine.
It's all right.
We don't have to hear anymore, though.
All right. Travis turned 14 in the year 2004, and his birthday is, July 19th? Now, there's a chance I'm not going to know this song,
Probably not. But, I mean, this album was huge.
It had, like, if you look up the Billboard number one songs for the year, this dude had, like, six of them. And this is one of
definitely.
Them. Usher Burn was number one that for your 14th birthday, Travis?
Yes.
All right, well.
But that don't mean I want to.
It's been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really want to work this out.
Oh, I know, I remember this song.
I don't think it's going to change. I do, but you don't think it's
going to change. The difference is, the song that was number one on Jamie's birthday was number one for like 3 months.
Yeah.
This had 6 days of being number one.
But there's so many other things I gotta do.
Okay. I think I remember this.
I was waiting to find out what this is about. Now we got it.
Yeah, that one doesn't really stick with me, Travis. That one doesn't really. That one defines who you are.
He was dating someone. Chili from
TLC.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was she was in the music video, and it's kind of after their breakup.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just like any other slow R&B song, it's about some breakup.
When I was 14 in 1995, this was the number one song. And people still love this.
This is how we do it.
This plays at like every white person's wedding ever. This always plays. At least in our generation.
I take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it.
So keep them coming in on the text line 22980.
And when you do text in the month, the date, and
yeah,
the year.
Because yeah.
I can't tell whenever you just give me the month and the year.
Yeah.
Right. This is
several songs.
On your 14th birthday. So for me, it was April 20th, 1995. Montel Jordan was number one. This is how we do it. Jamie's was Whitney Houston.
So dumb.
You got one in there, Travis? You got one ready to go? What do we got? What year, what date?
Crisscross.
Was this 1991?
1991. And it was number one from April 25th to June 13th.
God. This was the number one song in the country for 2.5 months. It's terrible. All right, I'm going to just pull up a date here and see what we can come up with, because it's so funny that what everybody's, you know, what everybody's number one song would be or whatever when they turn 14.
Mm-hmm. Man, we're learning a lot about listeners right now. I am getting a lot of information about the ages of our audience.
All right, let's see here. November, somebody sent in November of 1976, November 17th. Of 1976, if that was yours, and we could do Jam or No Jam with this for sure with Will Starrett. I mean, I think he would be down for that. Let's see if this one is for Will. Will, we're doing the internet trend. I'm sure you've seen that is the song that was number one when you turned 14 years old. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have.
What is yours, by the way?
I have not played it, actually. I haven't stopped to look.
Gotcha. This one just came in November, what did I say? November 17th, 1976. This was the number one song in the country.
Oh. Tonight's the night.
Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Stay away from my window. Stay away from my back door.
Travis, or I'm sorry, what was yours, Will?
That would be Hypnotized by Biggie.
I would love to know if that's a jam in Will Starrett's world.
It actually is.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get a few more of these. Text them in. The song that was number one on your 14th birthday into 22980. Little Rod Stewart taking us into Will Sterrett, JKMBZ News. You might think that this is an extended version of Jam or No Jam with Will Sterrett, but no, here on Midday with Jamie and Wicket, we are actually, there's an internet fad right now. The song that was number one on your 14th birthday is the song that defines your life. And whoever texts that in, that's February 21st, 1987, Living on a Prayer. I do want to ask Will Sterrett if this is, if these songs that are number one
sure.
on people's 14th birthdays, are they jams or are they no jams?
Okay. That last one is not a jam.
Why?
He doesn't need a reason.
Yeah. Because here's the thing, okay?
He's the one that knows.
That's true. You're right.
Jam, he doesn't need a reason.
For a song to be a jam, it has to, you know, pass a certain threshold. That song does not meet that level.
Okay. All right.
It's too hard.
Somebody sent this in. The number one song when they were 14 was September 17th, 1998. I seem to keep getting the ones with the big build-ups and intros.
Yeah.
The ones I keep pulling up. Come on. Here we go. Sing it, Steven.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life. Sweet,
you ever go back and watch Armageddon now?
I could watch it 75 times.
Could you really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm not proud of it.
That's all right. I actually will watch it up until they go to space. I think it's a great movie. Once they get to space, I hate it. Well,
you would think that I consider that song a jam, right?
Yes, I would have bet on jam.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I've just never really liked that song.
Okay.
Just never cared for it.
All right.
It's fine.
I'm going to play a song I don't know if I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Somebody was 14 on October 24th, 1979.
Okay.
And this was the number one song in the country.
Rise by Herb Alpert.
Yeah, you knew that on one note. That is freakish. This is what I would assume would be a jam.
Yes, you would be correct.
Have I ever heard this before?
I don't know. It's strictly an instrumental.
There is it?
Yeah, there are no lyrics.
This was the number one song in the country for a while?
Yes. Man, you gotta remember, Herb Alpert was a thing.
I don't even know who Herb Alpert is.
Okay, have you heard of A&M Records?
Maybe.
He was the A in A&M Records.
Alpert, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Is he related to our big, 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 big boss downstairs?
I don't know.
Okay.
We should ask.
The one who's going to wonder what's going on if you keep playing that music so loud, he's going to be like, what is going on up there? Office is directly below our feet.
Travis.
It sounds like something out of one of the radio stations on Grand Theft Auto, doesn't it?
It sounds like something from a CD you would like that it's just generic music that somebody down the road made.
Yeah.
That was the number one song in the country?
Yes. That is definitely a video game song. It has to be. When you're just cruising around somewhere, that song is in your car.
That's nuts. Man, 70s must have rocked. Must have been crazy.
I'm told
exciting.
They were great. I'm told
I got
they were
a song
great.
For you. November 21st, 1983.
1983.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with this.
Come on and sing it all night long. All night.
Still, the most weed I've ever smelled at Sprint Center was for this concert. Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey.
Oh, you were there too?
There was more weed smoked at that concert in Sprint Center. And I've seen Migos
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I was there for the weekend. All right.
Mm.
And I've never in my life at the Sprint Center seen. I saw a woman get kicked out because she was just had a bowl, just going at it. Just
wow.
Wasted.
Mm.
Absolutely wasted.
Tell me
did
again.
Did you get her number?
Sorry, no, no, I did not get her number.
This is supposed to define your entire life.
This is your life. This is the internet speaking. It's got to be true.
The internet doesn't know what it's talking about.
Yours is Whitney Houston.
I know. The internet does not know what it's talking
but
about.
But which Whitney Houston song is it?
I will always
a
love it.
Horrible
you.
One.
Oh, God.
Right?
I mean, that song's fine, but that doesn't fit you at all.
No. Thanks, Will. No.
I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment.
Or just an
assessment. It's enough to know that it's not a fit. That's all you need to know.
I didn't get married at 22. Let's put it that way. You know?
True.
I didn't marry my high school sweetheart or the person I went to prom with, you know? So.
Number one song in December. December 15th. Somebody sent this in from 1980. Do you know this already?
Oh, yeah. I know what that is, and I love it.
Jamie, you know this one?
Yes.
Well, Kenny Rogers.
Lady. I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours.
Why do I know this song?
Because it's wonderful.
Huge hit. Huge hit.
My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms for.
I'm going to fall asleep if I play that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall
we got
asleep.
It. We understand.
Travis, you got one? Because I'm still loaded up with one more before we get to First World Fridays. He's smiling. He's going to laugh at this one. Again, if you're just joining us, the internet fad right now is the song that was number one on your 14th birthday defines your life. Jamie's was I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Travis's was some song by Usher I've never heard. And mine was Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
Does
do you
that
want a
fit
song
you?
To make you just yeah. feel old right now?
Every day.
Every
Travis,
day with you,
every
brother.
Day.
Someone texted in. They were 11/8/2010. TikTok by Kesha.
This was number one. Is that number was one it right there? Oh,
God. That's the prize. He's trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop.
I feel like the song just came out.
This was number one on your 14th birthday?
That was number one.
And you listen to this radio station?
I'm afraid that song is going to give my ear herpes.
Is that song, what, 5 years old?
Eight.
8 years old.
I feel like that song just came out.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I got
Why
one more.
Play this game?
I got one more. This was the number one song. This one probably, this might be older than you think it is. September 16th.
They usually are.
1992. This was the number one song in the country.
Boys to Men.
Mm-hmm. And 3 out of 4 are still tour.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this.
It's a great breakup song.
You'll be mine forever, baby. You just knew.
Prom also. Prom, graduation. Any of that stuff.
And at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind?
Will? Speaking, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Speaking of Boys to Men, though,
yeah.
I feel like the last person on earth to discover this. The song I'll Make Love to You.
Yeah.
Is that song about birthday sex? Because notice the first verse begins, close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. That
candlelight is not birthday candles.
Yeah, but you don't close your eyes and make a wish when you're blowing out any candle other than a birthday candle.
Speak for yourself.
Song is for swaying, backward skaters, and couples only.
Here's what I love about Boys and Men.
Yeah.
Is that they will still randomly do national anthems at football games.
Yeah.
And they still sing and talk the way that they do on their albums.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to sing you the national anthem right,
right
now.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you're patriotic or trying to make me get it on with my girl right,
right
now.
Right, are you trying to put me in the mood here or make me excited to be an American? But they're still, they can still do it, man. We saw them not too long ago at Sprint Center. They were great. 3 out of 4. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. All right, well, hopefully you don't feel too old. Thanks to everybody. I mean, we must have got 500 people shooting in their birthdays.
Keep up, yeah.
But go ahead and check it out. If you want to go to billboard.com, they have all the archives. The number one song on your 14th birthday is supposed to define who you are as a person.
Your entire life.
All right, up next, First World Fridays. Text them in now, 22980. End the week, getting some off your chest. Not serious stuff. They'll do that later. During Festivus Fridays. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. First World Friday is coming up next. A little more Boys to Men here.
Lost my remote control. Starbucks coffee came back cold. The iPhone update took too long. No data to Shazam that song. The cleaning lady's late. Oh, how am I gonna get by? No Snapchat or Instagram, lest I get on Wi-Fi. First world problems. They're out of your craft beer. First world problems. No phone is my biggest fear. First world Fridays. On KMBZ. First world Fridays. With Wick and Jimmy.
All right, text them in. 22980. 22980. We got to sift through all the birthdays that are still rolling in.
Yes. No more birthdays. No more birthdays, people.
Let's see here. First world problem from the text line. I really hate having to take 4 gummy vitamins when most regular ones are only once a day. So you have to take 4 of the gummy vitamins. That's a real tough world you live in, bud.
You know, some things just occur to you that you're like, I wonder if that's something I should do. Do you take a multivitamin?
No.
I don't either.
I usually take a vitamin C.
It's something that I wonder if I need to start doing in my life.
Maybe.
I don't know. That just occurred to me. I'll forget and not come back to it again for a while. It's fine. My furnace is broken. Repair guy can't be here till tomorrow. That's a real problem.
Yeah.
Not a first world problem.
Yeah, that sucks. Like, this one is a first world problem. Going to fill up your gas tank, and you have to walk back to the other side because you forgot to pop open the tank.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying. That's a first world problem.
I discovered a full service gas station
this Where?
Week. The one that is right by the Panera that we go to before we go to the convention center. There's a, I can't think what that is. Is it a Phillips 66 maybe?
Okay.
I can't remember. I stopped there to get gas and was handling it myself. And the guy came out and said, you know, we can just do that for you. I was not aware that full service gas stations even still existed.
I did not know that. I haven't seen one of those since I was last in New Jersey.
Yeah, or Oregon. Where
that was
they
a long
are everywhere.
Time ago. Yeah.
Huh. Let's see.
My wife used up all of our AAA batteries, and now I can't watch my Fire Stick. You can get an app on your phone, and you can control the Fire Stick from your phone. It's great, because if you're... What I've noticed with the Fire Stick is if you're, you're far away from your TV, that remote doesn't work all that well. So you had to get the app on the phone.
To anyone texting in... car stuff, we never believe you.
No, I don't believe you have to choose between your Mercedes and your Lamborghini.
Or your Lexus and your truck.
Yeah,
I don't think your Lexus is broken. Sorry.
I don't believe you.
I think if you were that rich to have a Lexus, you would be renting a car, not driving your truck.
When Starbucks spells my name wrong, yeah.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, well, J-A-Y.
I don't even correct them. I don't even care. Just give them a fake name. It's more fun. Give them something different.
Tell them it's Wicket. Just see what they do.
Okay. Getting into, the seat heaters, everyone has trouble with their seat warmers. Yeah.
You're having trouble with your seat warmers?
Many people are, apparently.
Get that taken care of before we get to the cold. It's a little too warm to use my seat warmers. and a little too cold not to. Yeah, that's a first world problem right there. I don't know what this is. Couldn't get JoJo Siwa tickets, so now I have to explain that to my 8-year-old. I don't know what that is.
I don't know that either.
Will Starrett, you know what that is? JoJo Siwa, Travis, do you know what that is?
No clue.
Travis, any idea what that one is?
No.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
Oh, apparently a dancer.
Hmm.
A dancer?
Joel Joni Siwa.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. Somebody says they hate when the soda spills all over the cup. I'm going to take that a step further. When Starbucks doesn't give you the plug and you forget, then it spills up. I hate that inside my cup holder. That is the worst.
You know, other places that have coffee don't even have that little green plug.
Right.
What do you do then?
Don't go there. Hmm. Like yesterday, we left Panera. I had to keep my thumb on the hole.
Sounds very difficult.
As to keep the coffee from spitting up.
Yeah. I don't understand some of these.
Okay.
1955.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the glitter minus the strippers because of my Christmas stuff.
You're just
joking there somewhere. I don't know.
No, you're just covered in glitter, but you didn't have the fun of going to a stripper. I'm thinking that's what it would be. You're just all the ribbon and the decorations, they're all in there.
Huh.
You just didn't get to go to a strip club.
Okay.
Wow, everyone knows who JoJo Siwa
is.
Whoa.
They
all have children, I guess.
Yes.
Stepped in cat puke barefoot. That's the worst. I hope this isn't how your day began, because that would be rough.
The closest Arby's is 20 minutes. I'm still going though. Is that 20 minutes away?
Where do you live?
Or is there a 20-minute wait?